Here's a thought I'll title Location Specifics versus Generalities. And I have to be honest, I'm not real happy with that title, but it was the best I was able to come up with. So let me explain what I mean by this. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to photograph in the famous Ryoanchi Temple Gardens in Kyoto. It's probably the most famous Zen sand garden, raked stones in the world. It's spectacular. And it was the fulfillment of a lifelong dream to photograph there. So I was delighted to have the opportunity to spend an entire day photographing in the Ryoanchi Gardens. What I did not expect, however, was the challenge this gave me in deciding what I wanted to do in Ryoanchi. I came face to face with a fundamental decision. Do I make a project about the Ryoanchi Gardens? Or do I use those images to make a project about Japanese gardens in general? I've photographed lots of Japanese gardens, not only in Japan, but also here in America. There's a number of Japanese gardens. So I have lots and lots of photographs of Japanese gardens. I could easily take the ones from Ryoanchi and combine them with the ones from other locations where I photograph Japanese gardens and try to distill all of that into a project that talks about Japanese gardens, about the serenity, about the aesthetic, about the feeling of being there in those places, the history, the sense of calm, and of course, the beautiful, beautiful aesthetics. That kind of project might be titled Japanese Gardens or some such thing. Or, when I was in Ryoanchi, I could try to figure out how I could photograph it and make an interesting project about the Ryoanchi Gardens specifically, the title of which might be The Temple Gardens at Ryoanchi, or some such thing. And then, as I was there beginning to photograph, a third alternative occurred to me, because the Ryoanchi Gardens were fairly crowded that morning. There were lots of other people there. And that presented me with a decision about, do I photograph the gardens isolated from the other tourists, that is to say, composed so that they're not included, but I'm saying something about the gardens themselves, or perhaps, like I say, Japanese gardens in general, or do I photograph the crowds and the tourists and make a project about tourism in Japan or in places like the Ryoanchi Garden? So I was sitting there in the sun, along with all the other tourists, looking at the garden, thinking about how was I going to do this? And then it occurred to me, that's the wrong location to try to make such decisions. Along with the idea of gathering assets when we're out there in the world, that's what I should be doing, and not trying to decide what I'm going to produce with these assets. I can do that later. I can do that back home. I can do that with the passage of time and after the ideas have had a chance to marinate for a while. But the one thing I had to do in the Ryoanchi Garden is, if I was going to do all of those projects or any of those projects, I had to make sure I gathered the right kind of assets. So it was a matter of thinking about what are the possibilities here. The possibilities were architecture, the raked gardens, the tourists, the water features, the fall leaves, the general aesthetics, the pathways through the garden. I couldn't predict how I was likely to use any of those in a project because I hadn't decided what the project was. But it seemed clear to me that the right thing to do while I was there was gather assets for all possible outcomes. So rather than make a decision to photograph it as a specific location or to photograph it as another example of a type of subject that I would combine with other locations to make a general statement, I would simply gather assets that gave me the flexibility and the potential to do any of those projects that I might want to do later. Strangely enough, I found that incredibly liberating, because instead of trying to photograph for a specific purpose, I was free to just respond in any way I wanted, in any way that the location inspired me. And once I had gathered all those assets, I could sort it all out later. Now, in practice, there were a few images that I thought, oh, this is perfect for a general Japanese garden project, or this is perfect for a specific project about the Ryoanji Temple Gardens. So in the back of my brain, I did have some ideas about what I might do, but I allowed myself the freedom to just respond to anything that caught my eye. And I'm glad that was the strategy I used, because now that I've been back from that trip for 5 years, I have all kinds of assets and I've been able to do all kinds of projects, including some ideas that I never thought of while I was there on the spot photographing in the location.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.